step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, we are Valentine in the Morning. You have found yourself the Valentine in the Morning Full Show Podcast. It's the entire show, baby, in bite-sized chunks, minus the music, minus the commercials, minus the things that get in the way of our words.
It's just all the good stuff right here for you.
The comedy, the moments of joy, the moments of tears, everything that makes our show what our show is.
But we'd still like you to listen live, if you can.
No, there's no if you can, you must. Listen, you've got to listen to our show live 5 to 10, Monday through Friday. Then, if you miss anything, you can catch up with later on with this, the full show podcast. But I remind you, there's nothing like listening live and being in the moment with us who are currently telling you this on tape that's been recorded previously. Don't pay any attention to that. Now sit back and enjoy the full show replay of Valentine in the Morning.
This is Valentine in the Morning.
Jill, when you walked out of the room, we're just explaining to John, run the bases, because we have tickets for the Dodgers, right? Is that tonight's game?
Yes, you are going to be able to see tonight's game. Do not leave Valentine in the Morning for any reason.
Right, gotcha. So tickets for the Dodgers, we have those coming up during the show. So John wasn't here, John's new to our show, when we did a contest called Run the Bases.
Right.
John thinks it's fantastic.
Isn't it a great idea?
It already sounds incredible.
This was so much fun. Jill would have like questions ready, and I would be like play-by-play. We had baseball sound effects. Uh-huh. It'd be like,
now batting Susan from Pacoima. I'd
be like, all right.
Susan steps in, cleans off the dirt at her cleats. Here she goes. She's ready. Here comes a pitch.
And Jill would ask a question.
And then if they got it right, they would go on to first base.
There's a ground ball. Right field gets through. That is a single, and she's on first base.
Why would we discontinue this game?
Because John PK'd it.
It went on forever.
It was 35 minutes long for one person.
It went on so long.
So then,
here's a pitch. There's a fly ball left field. Left fielder going back at the wall. This one's off the wall.
So then the person gets to second base. See, the explanation is taking as long as the game did.
And then when they would get it wrong, we'd take the next caller and they'd start all over again.
Oh, so that someone could make it all the way to third, lose, and then you'd have to restart the whole thing.
We have to restart the entire game again, right? It was so much fun. We love that game. John Peek, is he still in town?
He's in town until Friday. God.
If he was out of town, we'd do Run the Bases. We would do it. It was so much fun.
It was good.
And it was great for baseball season for the Dodgers.
Absolutely.
And that was when the Dodgers were going to the World Series like one of the first times in ages or something.
Right.
John Peek shut it down.
Oh, he shut it. I had several very serious meetings with him where he was like, you cannot play Run the Bases. You are banned
from playing Run the Bases.
Like getting very angry. And,
and every time Brian would tell me, all I thought was like, God, I want to play Run the Bases.
And then we did again.
We played it again. That's right. We did it like 2 days in a row, right?
Yeah.
Oh my, was that the Dodger Red Sox series or a different one? God. That might have been Dodgers Astros.
I don't remember. But it was like, it it's still Dodgers, brought Astros up in meetings that have nothing to do with Dodgers or baseball or sports in general.
Play Run the Bases.
He'll bring it up and like, we cannot play anymore.
Run the bases, man. Run the bases.
I think you could play if you made the questions easy enough that you got to be a real dunce to miss them, you know?
I feel like the questions were pretty easy, though.
And some people are just dunces.
I think so.
Hate when that happens.
God, it was such a fun game. And we had the sound effects. You had the crowd noise, the crack of the bat.
Val loves doing a good play-by-play.
If we brought like the podcast back, like the post-show podcast.
We're supposed to, aren't you in charge of that?
Yeah.
By the way, that was like, we gave John like a sheet of stuff that as a new person, like his employee duties, I think he's like executive producer of the podcast or something.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
This week.
Basically, I put my feet up and I lay on the couch and just talk. That's all I'm going to have to do. Uh-huh. Oh God, I love that. That's my dream. So what are you saying? If we bring the podcast back.
We should run the bases.
Yes.
Mm. I feel like that's a perfect longer form opportunity to do that.
Yeah, because we can take as long as we want.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we won't have tickets to give away, though.
It'll well, just that's be
the
fun thing.
Who's just going to run the bases? Yeah, maybe we will. That's right. We've got more tickets for the Dodgers on the podcast. That's where we're going to give them away on our podcast. Make sure you tune into the podcast to win tickets for the Dodgers. All right, so here we are. It is Tuesday, October 12th. So what's happening? Dodgers play tonight?
Yes,
they do.
It's 1-1 in the series, or?
No, it's 2-1.
Oh, God.
They're fighting for their lives tonight.
I got sidetracked by that Sox game, sorry. 2-1 against the Giants.
I know.
Oh,
I
know. You're going to lose to anybody, not the Giants.
No, we won't.
You know?
We won't. It's going to be okay. I don't want to jinx anything, but it's all going to be all right.
No, the Dodgers are a fantastic team. They have the offensive firepower. They've got the pitching. They can absolutely beat the Giants. Giants,
for sure.
You know, nobody thought the Giants would be where they are right now. If you went back halfway into the summer, nobody thought the Giants would be in this position. So, bums. Thought they would have faltered and fallen apart.
They still can.
There's a drive, deep left field, at the wall, looking up, and makes the catch. Susie from Pacoima's out. Poor Susie. It was so much fun. Brian, how'd the kids sleep last night?
Really great.
Oh, yeah?
All three of them were perfect angels last night.
Dude, why are we not on the air with you endorsing that doofy
the
sleep
snoo.
Product, the snoo?
Oh, I would love to, because it's a miracle.
But why don't you call Julie Martsky, our salesperson, or call Adam and go like, hey, listen, here's a product. I know I'm not a regular, quote-unquote, on-air personality, but I kind of am.
I'm not allowed to do those things.
No, but we can do them for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, fine. Go for it.
But no, what is you do something like, hey, this is my friend Brian. He uses this product. I do that. There's a whole thing about SAG-AFTRA. But also, I was on the board of SAG-AFTRA.
Hmm.
I've got a lot of sway with SAG-AFTRA.
Well, okay, here we go.
So I think
Let's
we can
do
get
it.
Get it done. Call him up, dude.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, fantastic. Just made you some money.
Or got you a snoo.
Or got you a snoo
one
for
the other.
Free. Right.
Oh, man.
Dude, that snoo is so expensive. He's paying by the day for this
he's
thing.
He's renting it, yeah.
But he won't tell me what it is because he's forgetting to ask Kyla every day how much we pay daily for this snoo. It's a daily thing or is it a monthly rate now?
No, I think it's a monthly rate.
That's better,
we have it for the whole month.
Right.
And we have it until we want to just give it back.
Right.
I think it's like $2,000 or is it? Total?
Well, $2,000 is the price of the snoo, wasn't it?
Of the snoo, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you're paying $2,000 a month for a snoo.
No.
But a lot of parents do this. They rent it. A lot of parents do this.
I know. And I started thinking, like, is this my retirement? Do I buy, like, a bunch of snoos and rent them out?
Rent them out.
You know? This is, you know, how people buy, like, rental properties and they make so much money on these things?
Snoo B&B.
Right.
Yeah. Snoo B&B.
John, that's it. Snoo B&B. I'm starting a new business. I'm going to buy, like, 10 snoos. Rent them out. Snoo B&B.
Oh, that's good.
Brian, you'll be the first person I rent one to.
Oh, thank you. Wait, I don't get one for free.
Right now. Tony Jordan standing by. Tony's got the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
Well, there's a...
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it!
You got...
Valentine in the morning.
3 things you need to know right now.
6:19, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. We're 1 hour away from $2,300. What's that noise? That's the current jackpot. It gets up there very, very fast. You can win that 7:25 this morning. Yesterday, a small twin-engine plane crashed in a residential area in San Diego. Two people sadly have lost their lives, including the pilot and a UPS driver on the ground. Multiple houses and vehicles caught fire after the crash. Investigators say the pilot received repeated warnings that he was flying too low. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. California plans to ban the sale of gas-powered lawn equipment. My sister mentioned this to me on Family Zoom last night. So it's such a big story that she lives in New York, upstate New York, and they've heard about the story there, and here we are in California talking about it. Experts say emissions from lawn equipment is on pace to produce more pollution than passenger vehicles. So leaf blowers, lawn mowers, all that stuff, more pollution comes out of them than do our vehicles. And our vehicles are now emission controlled over the years and stuff, so we get tested for that, but nobody's been doing anything about the gas-powered lawn equipment. Governor Newsom signed a law ordering state regulators to ban the sale of new gas-powered equipment, including generators, leaf blowers, lawn mowers, pressure washers. So those things are going to be done. And I think that ban might be like next year or something, right? So it's happening pretty, pretty fast.
Yes.
Obviously, they want to do something for people that this is their business and their livelihood. How do they switch over to battery-powered? How do you have battery power going from 10 houses a day or something? How many batteries do you need for that? So there's a whole big thing here, but we'll see what happens. In sports last night.
Just a tough loss for the Dodgers, man. They played in Game 3 of the National League Division Series against the Giants and lost 1-0. It seemed to be a huge factor with the wind last night. It even blew Scherzer off the mound for a little bit there. So they're thinking that that might have had something to do with it. They just couldn't get it done. They had more hits than the Giants, and just nothing seemed to work. So the Giants now lead that series 2-1, and the Dodgers are one loss away from elimination. So they play again tonight at 6 o'clock, and we're actually going to have tickets for that game later on this morning on Valentine in the morning before 9.
We're going to do a little game called Run the Bases. Hey, coming up, Jill is feeling really, really good this morning. She has a new method to boost your confidence each day.
And it has nothing to do with my new medication that I'm on. This is something completely different that I just started this morning.
Right, okay. Because I would doubt you'd be like, I've got a new way to boost your confidence. Meet me on the loading dock. $25 per pill. Let's go. Brian.
Sorry.
622. It is 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning.
We can leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place. We made the...
This is Valentine in the morning.
Lover.
Oh, last night, Disney Heroes night on Dance with the Stars. Oh, God, so good.
You watched?
Totally.
Who was your favorite?
Oh, you know, I would have to say...
They're not going to put any names up there on the TV.
No. I know exactly who my favorite Disney hero was, and it was Rapunzel.
Oh, okay.
And Batman.
Mm.
My favorite Disney hero.
Didn't know he was part of the Disney
Dance
family.
With the Stars. Listen, I don't want to get down that road too far.
This is really
about you right now. We also have a chance at a $150 gift card to Stater Brothers in just a few minutes here. But you said you've got a way to put ourselves in a better mood on a daily basis.
Yes, okay. A simple little habit you can do. My mom has been sending me videos from this woman. Her name
is... Looks hot, by the way. No, I really mean that. I saw like a picture of her. I don't know where it was, but I'm like, Karen looks hot.
She's lost quite a bit of weight.
She looks phenomenal. Your dad is scoring. Like, good for him.
She's feeling good. Like, she's changing a lot of eating habits and exercising more.
Right.
And so, she's feeling really good.
I don't know
what
picture I saw of her, but I'm like, legs, check them out.
Oh, this is weird, but okay.
No, but I mean, I think she would like that. I think Karen would like this. She's up listening right now or something. She'd be like, oh my God, that's kind of complimentary. Thank you very much.
That's very nice of you.
Smoking hot.
Thanks for noticing.
You're welcome.
So she keeps sending me these videos from this woman named Melanie
Roberts.
Never
send me some videos.
Okay.
Too far. Go ahead. No, do your thing. Melanie Roberts, go ahead.
She sends me these videos all the time, and I'll like start to watch them, and I'm like, okay, she keeps telling me, you need to order one of her books. I'm just going to order one of her books for you. She's a lawyer. She's a motivational speaker. She's an author. She was on CNN for a bit. Anyway, my mom sent me this video last night, and I watched it, and it made me have tears in my eyes after watching it, because this woman, it felt like she was speaking directly to me. And she's talking about this habit that you can do every day to start your day that will change your mindset and change the way you feel about yourself. Like, this is purely just for you and your well-being, your happiness, your confidence in life.
Okay.
Hold on, this is
a habit that we can do on a daily basis?
Oh, yeah. And I started this morning, and it's simple.
How long
does
it take, just out of curiosity?
2 seconds.
2 seconds. All right. So I'll do this break.
Okay.
We come right back from this break, and then you share a habit
that
can motivate and change your day?
Yeah, it'll give you a little more confidence throughout your morning, throughout your day.
And it's working for her mom, because if you saw the pictures, you'd be blown away. So we'll hear that right after this break. Something Jill's going to share with us. It'll change our motivation, our way of thinking for an entire day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
This is Valentine in the morning.
4-3, my FM.
All right, Tony, how was your night last night?
A bit of a sticky situation. I took my dog for a walk, and she found a rabbit and took off after it and came back limping and full of cactus.
Oh, no.
She does not pay attention to anything but what she's chasing when she goes after it.
And you got a bigger dog, do you?
Yeah, she's a pit bull husky mix. So she's a good dog. So.
How'd the rabbit get away from that?
Yeah.
I know the rabbit got away. Went through the cactus and Dippy dog followed.
Exactly. So that was,
that's
kind of
tough.
Having to pick everything. I mean, she had it in all of her paws.
Is she going
to
be okay?
Yeah, she seems to be all right, because even like some of the ones that I picked out of her, I didn't know if it was still going to be sore, but it doesn't seem to be bothering her. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what happens there? Do you have to like keep an eye for infection or something? What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had that situation before. Yeah. So I'm just keeping an eye on her. Like, some of them were kind of big and kind of deep in there. So just making sure that nothing's swelling, nothing's bleeding, nothing's...
Well, I mean, if somebody who knows, maybe there's a vet or a vet tech or somebody listening who's hearing this, maybe they'll reach out at 310-43 and let us know if you have any concerns or if you need to take her in or something like that.
Yeah. So she was fine this morning, but
That much. Rabbit went back to its family going, sucker.
Guess what I did?
I took her to the old cactus patch, and this dippy dog followed me. All right, well, I hope your dog feels better.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Weather today, sunny, breezy this afternoon. Temp 60s, low 70s, 56 Alhambra, 55 in Torrance. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
Did Kanye West demand that Kim Kardashian West cut a joke from an SNL sketch? I'll tell you what happened coming up at 6:50.
Should half the family have demanded she cut a joke or two? All right, so reset again here. You're going to teach us something that takes about 2 seconds that can really change our day.
Yes, this is from a woman named Melanie Robbins, Mel Robbins. She has this book, and it's called The High Five Habit. And my mom sent me one of her Instagram posts about it, and I watched it, and I thought, I'm going to try this and see if this can work for me. Okay. So basically, her reasoning with it and how she explains it is, when you high-five somebody, like you're cheering on your favorite sports team, or you're congratulating somebody, and it's always like a positive thing when you're high-fiving somebody. But you're not high-fiving yourself. Like, you should be cheering on yourself just like you are cheering on with anybody else with their accomplishment, or maybe you're just celebrating something that all of you did together, but you need to recognize that you yourself should be celebrated as well. And a lot of times we feel like we don't deserve to be supported or celebrated for certain things because we're not actually at the level of somebody else that we see around us. Or you have these negative thoughts and you're like, you're your biggest critic, and you're like, oh, I can't celebrate that just yet because I don't have what so-and-so has. She says, even just trying this for 5 days, you stand in front of a mirror and you high five yourself in the mirror. You actually touch the mirror with your hand. You give yourself a high five. I tried it this morning. Mm-hmm. And she said, you're going to feel a little weird doing it at first, but it's going to change your mindset because your mind already knows when you're high fiving, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So when you're high fiving yourself and you're seeing mm-hmm. yourself in the mirror, giving yourself that high five, your mindset is going to change into something positive and you're going to mm-hmm. feel good about yourself. Hmm. So today was day one. And I tried it. And when I walked into the room this morning, Brian actually said, Jill, you're so good. You seem so good this morning. Because usually when I walk in, I'm kind of quiet and tired and everything. But yeah. I think I did a high kick when I walked in.
You did a high kick, okay.
And I was like, hey,
wearing
everybody.
A skirt. It's weird.
But I'm going to try this, uh-huh. and I'm also going to order her book. She has other books as well.
I was going to say, she did this whole thing, a high five. She wrote a book on a high five. That seems like a lot of pages for just high five yourself.
It explains other people's stories. It's her journey. We all going to high five ourselves?
I'm high fiving myself right now. Here we go.
You have to see yourself. Oh. Like, pull up your phone.
Oh, my God. This is a process. How do I
even
slap my phone?
No.
The eye contact probably matters.
Yes, get your phone out.
All right, hang on.
Look at yourself in selfie mode here. Okay. And then just give yourself a high five into the camera.
Sexy kitten. Hang on. I'm not ready for that one.
I kind of like that.
You guys already high-fived?
I high-fived. We can do it again.
There we go. No, you've already done your high-five. Hey, you sexy beast.
Feel it, though.
Oh, I'm feeling
it. Smile on your face. It's going to be a good day.
I broke my phone.
You are the most important person in your life. You deserve to be celebrated.
I know. You're right. I am. I'm the most important person in your life.
Yeah.
You know, really, when you think about it.
I'd say that's true.
High five me, buddy.
Yes, of course, sir.
There you go.
But I'm going to get this book, and so I'll tell you guys.
Can I get a high five from you?
Of course.
Come on over here. Give me a high five.
Oh,
my God. What happened? You shocked yourself? I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'm the only one that's not gotten a high five.
I got her at a little slappy make daddy happy. She did it. She did it, John. She hates doing that because she thinks it's kind of a weird sexual thing or something.
What happened?
I don't like calling him daddy.
I go a little slappy, make daddy happy. And then she snuck in.
I didn't hear it because I was too busy focused on the high five.
I think it's working. Thank you. I feel so much better.
I feel so negative.
Here's Katy Perry, Roar. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath.
Scared to run. Oh! Valentine in the morning.
My family's Valentine in the morning. Stater Brothers Markets gift card, $150. Every penny counts. That's why Stater Brothers never wants you to miss a deal. View their weekly ad online anytime. StaterBros.com. StaterBros.com. We got $150, so if you want it, 866-544-MYFM.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you.
Hey, it's Valentine in the morning.
I'm a sucker for you.
104.3 MYFM, it is Valentine in the morning. I'm going to tell you guys something on the air that you don't know. And Jill knows everything about me, 99% probably.
Yeah.
Because she's known me for so long, and Brian knows a lot about me, and John's learning about me and stuff. John gets amazed every day. He learns a little fact about me, and I learn facts about him. So I've been working on this for a while. Yesterday, I passed the bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm waiting for like another comment here.
On the way home, the bar on the side of Seiko and Copper Hill.
I was thinking of breakfast, but I passed a breakfast bar to my son or something.
I'm not even going to bother with doing the joke now. You guys know. I really wanted that shot of tequila, but I passed the bar. I'm very proud of myself.
I'm sorry we ruined that for you.
You got some friends just ruined the jokes for you. God. Maybe I have been reading the law. You if don't know.
You would have told us. If that was happening, you would have shared that with us.
I would not have. I would have kept that to myself. And now I'm going to go become a lawyer just to prove to you I can.
Okay, yes.
Once I get my 4-year degree, I'll be on my way. I don't know if you need a 4-year degree to pass the bar. I think you can actually just take the bar, probably.
Oh, really?
I don't think you're... Well, I don't know if you get a job anywhere, but Lincoln, as far as I remember, read the law. He didn't actually go to a school to become a lawyer or anything. I think reading the law is one way you can, you might need a sponsor for that though too. Somebody listen will let me know, but I don't think you technically have to go to a 4-year school.
Just to take the bar.
Yeah. And if you pass the bar, you pass the bar, right? And I passed the bar. Let's do first sip. It's Tuesday, October 12th. Jill inspired all of us earlier with the high five. Try it in the morning. High five yourself in the mirror. And clean off the fingerprints 5 days later, 5 days later, whatever it is. But give yourself a high five. Tell yourself you're worthy. Because you are. You know what? Tell a dad joke today. If it fails epically, who cares? You tried. That's the thing we always tell our kids. You got to try, right? You got to try. If you're not in the game, if you're just a spectator, what are you doing? Get in the game of life and play. Whether you win, lose, draw, whatever it is, you got to be on the field playing. You got to take your shots. You got to take your chances. Try that today. And when we walked in the studio today, all of us felt good. Maybe there's something in the air. Maybe all that wind blew stuff out yesterday. There's a ton of sand up by me, it looked like, all the dirt in the air. Maybe that's all gone now. There's a kiss, just a fall in the air. How long will it last? Who knows? Enjoy it while it's here. Your pumpkin spice latte may taste just a little bit extra special today. So get in the game of life. No more we're sitting on the benches. Are we up? Are we ready to play? Put your hand in the air and say, Coach, I'm ready. Put me in.
Coach.
Coach.
I'm ready.
I too am ready.
Put
Good
us in.
God, that was rhetorical. Count us up, Jill.
1, 2, 3.
Sip them. Now go have a fantastic day.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
Halsey had a very important body message to share after performing on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and I love what she had to say. I'll tell you what she said right after traffic.
Right there. This traffic report is sponsored by Amtrak on the westbound side of the 60.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
So there are a few reports that Kanye West demanded that Kim Kardashian West cut a joke from a Saturday Night Live sketch over the weekend that made fun of his tweets that were directed at Kris Jenner, Kim's mom, last summer, especially one of a screenshot of his unanswered text messages to Kris Jenner. And then he would tweet like, you ready to talk now? Are you still avoiding my calls? And then he's like, you want to talk or go to war? That happened last summer. And apparently there was supposed to be some joke about that. The Sun is reporting that Kanye demanded that that joke not be a part of the show. But a source over at Saturday Night Live said that didn't happen. Kanye provided no input whatsoever in regards to any sketches or got in the way in the creative process of what SNL and Kim wanted to do. That's according to the New York Post. So
how did the rumor get out? Just rumors get started?
I think just that. Just people just assuming that he would have a problem with it.
And then, you know, sometimes these stars don't want to comment on it. So by not commenting, the thing grows legs and more and more people. I could also see Kanye saying something about it, but I don't know. That whole world, that family is such a weird dynamic. Who knows what's going on?
And I know that Khloe and Chris were there that night, and there were some, you know, jokes made about both of them as well. And I just think that they know that comedy is comedy. This is all part of being on SNL, and they seem to be fine. But
oh, the reference picture joke?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And Halsey performed that night on Saturday Night Live, and she posted a couple pictures on her Instagram, and I love what she had to say because she posted a photo of herself just a few days after giving birth to her son, and she said that a lot of people were commenting and very quick to say how good she looked on Saturday Night Live. Why do I have such a problem saying Saturday Night Live? She said that her body has felt like a stranger's for a long time. And she said, I uphold myself to honesty to the point of oversharing sometimes, but this feels important. The first picture on the slide is days after my body or after my baby was born. A lot of people don't know you still look pregnant for a while after. And then she went on to say she was wearing a tailored outfit on SNL. She had makeup that was contoured to make her look thinner. And she wanted to look good so she could do her job. But basically saying, this is not normal after you give birth. I've never given birth. My sister has. And I know that, you know, it does take time. And I love that Halsey was so honest about that, saying like, look, it's okay to take your time. She doesn't want to work out. She's tired. She wants to play with her baby. Mm-hmm. And so this does not typically happen for normal women. Mm-hmm. I'm Jill, the Hollywood Headlines.
Love how Jill at the end of that Hollywood Headlines, I'm not sure if anybody else caught this, I was very proud of her. She moved on from Saturday Night Live to SNL.
Oh yeah, I was like, forget that.
She's like, I'm not even gonna try it again. For some reason I messed up. It's a Tuesday, I messed it up, I'm moving on. It's
such a hard
SNL. With what, the word Saturday?
Saying Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live. Well, do it like the announcer when you do it next time. So, Kim was on Saturday Night Live. Please don't stop the music. We have the Battle of the Sexes coming up. You want to play? It's 866-544-MYFM. If you're a Bruins fan, we got good seats. UCLA versus Oregon at the Rose Bowl. 866-544-MYFM. We're winning for the Bruin fan in your life. Rihanna. It's getting late. I'm
making my way over to my favorite place. This is Valentine in the Morning.
Please don't stop the music. 657, it's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the Morning. Ed Sheeran was on a couple weeks ago. Who's great? Kelly Clarkson scheduled for next week, right, Bryce?
Sure.
Okay. Battle of Sexes coming up.
Every time you come around, you know I can't.
This is Valentine in the Morning.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.